Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I'm not naming top five. I'm naming five head coaches I like. Number one, Brian Callahan. Number two, Stefanski. Number three, Brian Daboll. Number four,
I think I'm starting to see the pattern.
Pete Carroll. Number five, Aaron Glenn.
Cam Ward, shameless.
Number one coach, Brian Callahan. That man is already Titans coded. He's got the ugly jersey already.
So I want to get this up too because there was a number of other things he talked about in this Fortnite stream. It's a video game if you've not heard about it. So there we hear.
Actually, hang on. Let's make that a tease real quick.
Oh, to talk more about what he said?
Yes. But we are fully in draft mode. And speaking of which, Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase, they are taking over Resurgence Brewing for the ultimate draft night party on Thursday, April 24th, round one of the NFL draft at 7 p.m. So if you're on your way there, by the way, you can hear me, Zach, and Nate on your radio before you get to Resurgence Brewing. Tickets are $45 and include pizza and all-you-can-drink beer and well drinks, as well as enjoying live analysis, huge TVs, and crystal clear sound so that you don't miss a pick. Plus, there are local vendors and giveaways all night, including a giveaway of an all-inclusive fantasy football party, 412 at Resurgence Brewing, courtesy of Resurgence. No purchase necessary for that giveaway. Get your tickets for the draft party at resurgencebrewing.com.
I really do enjoy how shameless Cam Ward was about this.
Oh, my God.
I love it so much.
He's already got his number picked.
Oh, they've got the jersey made.
Yeah.
The stores in Nashville are just waiting to get the go-ahead.
Like, it's stitched on.
Oh, man.
Because what else does he say in this Fortnite stream?
Treylon Burks, a top four wide receiver.
All right.
Tony Pollard, Tajay Spears, top four running backs. Already heard Coach Callahan, the best coach in the NFL. Calvin Ridley, better than A.J. Brown.
A.J.
Brown's a dog, but he's no Calvin Ridley.
He is speaking like he's already a member of the team, and I believe him. Like, there's a lot of smokescreen season. That is not one of them.
No, I don't know if I can remember. I'm laughing about it. He's having fun with it, though. Good for Ward. We've known for quite a while now that he was going to the Titans. I don't even remember guys like Trevor Lawrence, who we knew was going one. Depending on who got the number one overall pick, being this shameless about, like, yeah, Urban Meyer, best coach ever. I don't remember any of these guys doing that.
Like, we didn't know Meyer was going to be a travesty in his 1 year in Jacksonville.
No, but
so
like,
he actually would have. There would actually be some credence to that,
right? But like Lawrence, but like, I don't remember
nobody saying
anything.
That about Brian Callahan ever.
Treylon Burks, the guy's barely on the team. You do not have to blow smoke.
Yeah,
he's
like,
barely there.
He might be like a cut down day candidate at the end of like the preseason.
Like this thing, I feel like the Titans called him afterwards and go, "Hey, you're rubbing it on a bit too much. You can pull back a little bit. You can pull back. Like Treylon, you can pull back.
Like anyone trying to put
we
betting,
like Tajay Spears, but come on.
Like, anyone like trying that. To put betting odds on like anything being different, number one overall,
man.
Like the bookies are like, well, there goes that.
Yeah, there's no betting on
there
the first
goes
overall
making
pick.
Money on the first overall pick.
Oh man.
So ready for anyone that gambles out there? You know how we always say the gamble responsibly part. Gambling responsibly means do not put any money on anything about the first overall pick because it's going to be Cam Ward.
I will tell you, though, if,
don't
like,
do it.
If they stunned everybody and take, like, Travis Hunter, Ward would have, like, a legitimate grievance. Be like, I sold my soul for I said Treylon Burks is a top four receiver.
Ready? That'd be great. It's like, as a like Adam Schefter comes on, why they didn't take Cam Ward. Actually, it's because he said that Tajay Spears was a top four running back. It's because he said that Treylon Burks was going to be a wide receiver on this team. They cut him right now, by the way.
It's just like, oh,
just
man.
For association.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I love it. I can't wait for the draft to start. In all seriousness, what pick do you think like the draft, quote unquote, really begins? Like we know Ward's going
ready?
One.
It's simple. It starts at two.
Yeah, you think it's as early
really
as two?
Really,
okay.
As really is what's Cleveland going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to take Travis Hunter? And if they don't, why? The easy answer is you're the Browns, and of course, bad decisions are something that is in your blood.
Well, I mean, they did have a visit with Abdul Carter.
You can have a visit with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to necessarily say that is like Abdul Carter is worthy of being taken, but you handed Myles Garrett a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
Your quarterback is Kenny Pickett. Which means that Travis Hunter is going to have to sometimes play corner while he's taking snaps at wide receiver.
Yeah. Oof.
And if it's not Pickett,
I don't want him to be a Brown. I don't. I love watching Hunter, and I don't want him to be like, this is bad because the Bills were this for a long time. I get it. I don't want him to just be lost in Cleveland. Like, we all kind of forget about him. Mm-hmm. They're not on national TV, and like only Browns fans like know how. I think he's going to be I think he's a yes. generational type prospect. With how good he is, he may.
But the thing is, the league is also fun when the Browns are also good.
That's right. That's right. I just don't think they will be. I don't think Hunter's going to move them that much forward to being good.
But it is. Do you take the easy pick or not? And Cleveland, well, they surprise us in a lot of ways, a lot of times, with the answer of no.
And it's sort of in the same spot of the Bills where, you know, once you have the quarterback figured out, you can really argue yourself of just take the best player available. You have needs on defense, take the best player on defense, right? Or you have needs on offense, take the best player on offense. It's sort of the same with like teams that are in the top five. If you sort of quote unquote already have your quarterback or the quarterback class isn't very good, it just becomes take the best player. Ward is, I think, unquestioned the best quarterback in this class and arguably a pretty darn good prospect that could really help out Tennessee. Yeah, once you get to Cleveland, the answer really should be you take best player available, Travis Hunter.
And done then
over
course,
with, you have a pro number you three, have a hope of an all-pro player.
Number three. Already has a lot more questions to it than there should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they take Sanders? If Hunter falls, that's got to be the shoe-in, right? Or do they go in a different direction? Do they just decide, no, we're just going to take Mason Graham right here? And then either Carter or Hunter falls for some strange reason.
Mm-hmm.
New England at four. There are plenty of different options. Someone might fall if, for example, Sanders is grabbed. Then there's Hunter or Carter available for you at four. And then all of a sudden, the Joe Milton game does not hurt the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
But say it goes chalk and Hunter and Carter go 2-3 in whatever order. Do they take Will Campbell? Offensive tackle.
Yeah.
Instead of Mason Graham.
Yep, yep.
I think they should. It really, Cleveland really does start everything off. And it's probably why they made that terrible draft day movie based off of Cleveland. Because the draft typically does start with wherever Cleveland starts up.
I'm going to watch that again. So I did, I think I believe I've said it on air. I've not watched Moneyball yet this year. I typically watch it either opening day or the week.
Now it's too late.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
No, well, it's not just too late. The Angels started the season off good, so I've just avoided it. This, though, I watch draft day. I have for the last five draft years on draft day. I typically don't work the morning of draft day, so I get up early. I watch it. Coming to work, I'm in a chipper mood. I'm ready to go. The movie is terrible.
We had a great day.
I love it so much. It is such a bad movie, and I get so much love out of it. I really do.
Yeah.
It's so bad. I'm also somebody that believes Kevin Costner can't act, so I enjoy laughing at him with that.
You would believe that.
I would believe that. But we had a great day.
It's one of my favorite lines of that movie.
It's so good. Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
It's so ironically... It just would never be true.
No,
that would never happen.
I love that. Like, Sonny's still getting fired.
Yeah.
He's still gone.
Oh, my God. Easily.
They show up and they go, what was this all for? You're gone. You're done. The Seattle guy? Gone.
Oh, my God. Super fired.
Bo Callahan's agent? Fired. There's a number of people. That day ends in blood. It's not a good day.
No, yeah.
There's a lot of people fired.
There's a lot of people fired.
The Seattle guy's fired into the sun.
Gone.
It's bad.
Gone.
I love that Jason Whitlock plays the assistant GM there.
That's right. He does.
He's as much of a fool as he always projects to be.
Tom Welling out of nowhere is acting again. He's the Cleveland quarterback. Out of nowhere.
And like, yeah, no, like there's so much wrong with that movie. And like, so ready? You can watch it all you want to be in a chipper mood. For me, it's just, you know, bad movies are bad movies. But I also get it. It kind of gets you in that mood of like, all right, we're having a draft day. Let's go.
Right. Like, yeah, that's the thing. Moneyball I watch because I think it's genuinely a phenomenal movie. It is my favorite sports movie of all time.
It's kind of a set the tone.
Yeah.
And draft day, even if it's bad, can still set the tone.
Right.
Like, you want to have an exciting day. You want to have trades involving mm-hmm. your team. You want some general manager on the hardest of drugs.
Yeah. I want insanity. I will
somewhere
tell you,
in the draft. It doesn't have to be your team, but you want a general manager to have had himself a great night the night before on accident.
Oh, I miss Mike Mayock on the Raiders. Oh, I miss Mike Mayock on the Raiders so bad.
Walk in here and take Cleveland Farrell at fourth overall.
Hell yeah, baby. But now I mentioned this yesterday. I can't really laugh at any GMs anymore. I laughed a lot at the Lions a few years ago, and that worked.
No. There are still plenty of general managers that you can laugh at, and there are still plenty of picks that you would be able to say they're playing Halo Reach.
Love it.
I have that meme ready. to go. Like it's up there in the archives of the memes I have on my phone. Basically, I took a screenshot of it just so I have it up near the top mm-hmm. again, and then you crop it and everything yep. like that. So it's like, so now if there's a reach that happens,
oh yeah,
on the Twitter feed, it is just going to be Halo Reach.
I will say
with the team name.
Two other things on this. One, the other thing I get from watching Draft Day, I love the fact that Buffalo could get a draft. They could host it. I have somewhat enjoyed the different cities getting a draft. Man, do I miss Radio City Music Hall.
Yes.
Being in New York. And like that to me is still
it's iconic.
Draft. Yeah. And so I do somewhat miss that, you know, the red carpet walking in and the green room is exactly how you always picture it's the green room.
Yes.
You know, and you had the team still there. And,
it's
and
good
all the
that
elements.
Other cities are getting shine, but at the same time, it is.
I miss it.
It is, despite the fact that no team plays in New York City. It is iconic there in New York City.
Yep. And the other thing, as much as I'll watch Draft Day on Draft Day, I also love, and you can do it on YouTube. I think the NFL like YouTube page has them. You can watch like old first rounds. One of my favorite things to do is like to go back to those. And I'm not from the 80s or 90s. I go back to the 2000s drafts and I like to see like how, you know, Mike Mack is talking about a certain player when you're like, oh, he flamed out immediately or like you're trashing this guy and he was a stud, you know, whatever it is. I love watching old drafts leading up to the current year's draft. It's so much fun.
One of my favorites was, I do believe it was the Jimmy Clausen draft.
Oh, the Jimmy Clausen draft.
And the Bills take C.J. Spiller in that one.
Yeah.
And Mel Kiper is on he's on a bender about Jimmy Clausen saying that I will quit this job if Jimmy Clausen's not a starting quarterback in the National Football League. And like he is that adamant about this guy. When I'm still just like I'm a kid.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense of looking at these players, and I'm like, no, that dude kind of stinks. Golden Tate made him.
Bills passed on him twice, by the way.
Bills passed on him twice. Carolina takes him. And he's garbage.
Round two, pick number 48. Yeah, he leads one of the worst NFL offenses ever at the time, and then they draft Cam Newton the year later. That draft, by the way, Bradford goes one. This is 2010.
Oh, God.
Ndamukong Suh out of Nebraska. I know he developed into, like, you know, the dirty player image. He ultimately did still have a very successful NFL career.
He had a
career.
Very good career.
He was unreal at Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable at Nebraska. Gerald McCoy, also out of, man, four out of the first three picks, Oklahoma. Gerald McCoy goes to Tampa.
Did your numbers just number wrong?
Three out of the first four?
You said four out of the first three.
Oh, excuse me. Three out of the first four are Oklahoma. Bradford, McCoy, Trent Williams. Eric Berry goes to Kansas City.
Eric Berry.
Joe Hayden goes to Cleveland. You brought up C.J. Spiller at nine when they already had Fred Jackson. Just will never understand
and
that
Marshawn.
Pick. And Marshawn.
They traded
Marshawn
him.
Is still there.
They trade him that day.
My goodness, I will never understand that pick.
Not that day, the day after.
I liked Spiller, too. I just will never understand that pick.
You want to talk about a luxury good.
This is the year Dez Bryant goes to Dallas at 24. 2010 is not bad.
It's actually really good. That's a good day.
That's a good day. One of my favorite drafts is 2011.
And I think that, you know, one of the things I think that on Saturday I'm going to have me and Joe bring up is, like, what's one of your favorite draft memories?
Mm-hmm. I know One Bills Live has touched on that.
Yeah.
Me and Bulldog were talking off air yesterday. You know what's funny about that? Most of my draft memories, like vivid
they're
ones.
They're probably not good.
They're not.
My biggest draft memory is I threw a pizza at my friend's TV
mm-hmm.
when the Bills took Aaron Maben.
Oh.
Brian Arakpo was on the board still, and I was like, I need this guy.
Yep.
Out of Texas.
Yeah.
And they take Maben, and I threw the only thing I had in my hand. It was a Little Caesars pizza.
Slice or
it was
actual
a slice.
Pizza?
Oh, if I threw okay. a box...
I was going to say, I was like, that's egregious.
That's egregious.
If you're at a draft party and you just pick up that box and whip it, that's rough.
That's a waste of $5, Derek. Come on.
It's a waste of $5 and a negative invite the next year.
Yeah.
not happening.
You got to, you know, sit in the
nope,
dog cage.
My buddy Jake and
point.
I, we would watch the draft every year, and mm-hmm. that didn't stop after I threw a TV, threw a pizza at a television. Not a television at a pizza. That would be different.
803-0550, the number to call. I'll share my draft story after a quick timeout, but before we do that, tune in to Shope and the Bulldog for our annual pre-draft special tomorrow, Thursday, April 17th, from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., streaming live on YouTube. We'll bring you the latest insights and mock draft predictions, insider information, and guest appearances from Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase, Nate Geary, and Sal Capaccio. Show is presented by your Upstate Honda dealers. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today for excellent deals on the entire Honda lineup, including the all-new Honda Passport. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.